This is episode 200 of the Focused Mindset Podcast. And this is a special episode. 200 feels like a real milestone in this whole podcast history. And so we're going to revisit some of the precious moments that I've had, some of the incredible people that I've talked to. And I'm also going to talk about how I did it. Some people come up to me and say, how have you been able to do this whole time? They know I'm not very tech savvy. They know that this is not natural for me, where I would just go out and start making a podcast if they knew me a few years back. But now it's a part of my life. It's a part of what I do. And we're going to get into all that. But first, I wanted to really pay tribute to SPI Pro and SPI. SPI is Smart Passive Income, and it's run by Pat Flynn, and it's been a huge, I can't even express to you how much it's helped me in my journey of business. I don't think I would have been able to get my first coaching client. I definitely would have been stuck on how in the world to do a podcast and how to make it grow, and then how to build my first course and how to really just put my vision in place of writing and all these things that I wanted to do that were all scrambled up in my mind. I needed to be able to have a person that's willing to practically talk to where I was at, and that was Pat Flynn. And I found him on YouTube, and then I joined his community during COVID, basically. And you can do the same even right now. He's evolved quite a bit, as I have through the years. And now he has a really cool community called the All Access Program. So he takes all of his courses, and not all of them, but a good portion of them, and makes them accessible to the All Access people that they pay monthly, but they don't only get the courses. They also get community. They get to be able to ask questions with other entrepreneurs and other people that are doing amazing things in many different fields. And if you're interested in doing any type of, I guess, side gig on your own, whether it be in the area of counseling or the area of self-help or just, I don't know, how to bake a cake, I think that you should be in this all access program. Absolutely. So before I even start the music on this podcast, I want to let you know that you need to visit smartpassiveincome.com. But use the link in my show notes, because one of the great benefits of being a part of the program is that he offers us the ability to be an affiliate partner. So I have an affiliate link. It helps me out. It's a way you can kind of even continue to help this program. So many of you already do reach out and help out, and I'm so thankful for that. But this is going to be a great opportunity for those of you who come to me and say, how did you do it? So check the show notes. If you don't want to check the show notes and you're listening and not watching, or you just don't feel like clicking a link, you basically go to I'm going to tell you right now, smartpassiveincome.com/community. And then in order to just basically get to my affiliate link, you go slash, and then it's a question mark VIA equals share dash CRETZ. That's C-H-E-R dash K-R-E-T-Z. There might be an easier way for me to do that. But for now, do that or hit the show notes on the bottom. And then look into signing up, because you won't regret it. I can see you there. And when I looked back on the entire 200 episodes that I've done, I know that the relationships that I've built in SPI Pro and the things that I've learned from Pat Flynn and the people that teach in his community are really the reason that I grew and the reason why I keep growing. And thank you, Pat Flynn. If you ever listen to this, you're appreciated. And so anyway, I have so much more to talk about. We're going to dig into my very first episode, where I was, where my mindset was. We're going to talk about why I named the podcast what I did and the evolution of that a little bit. We're going to look a little bit into the future, like I always do, what we're going to be doing. And then I'm going to talk about the guests that have been able to come on my show. So we have a lot to talk about. So let's get going. This is the podcast where you learn how to build stronger connections and have better conversations using the solution-focused approach. I'm Cher Kretz. I'm a school counselor and a solution-focused life coach, and each week we learn new strategies so that we can build our families strong and be the person that we were always meant to be. You can learn more about our products and services by going to thefocusedmindset.com or hop over to Amazon to get 30 Days to Higher Hopes. Okay, I talked to you just a couple of minutes ago about Pat Flynn. And Pat Flynn is really great at talking to us about the things that he's learned from other people and then telling us all about it and just being really transparent about how all the things that he's gleaned from other people. And there's two things that I learned from him that I know he got from other people, but I don't know exactly where he got it. But I can say for me, I learned it from him. And it was two of the tips that really helped me move this podcast forward and every endeavor that I've done. Everything that I'm still going to do, I'm sure I will use these two concepts. And one of them is just-in-time learning. And if you guys don't know anything about that concept, it's when your mind gets scattered and you don't know what to do next, you think, what am I just in time that I need to get done to really make this happen? It's thank goodness I know about this because I'm just in time to learn this. And it's kind of like that putting that eagerness in, the thing pops in your mind that's most important that you do. And then the other things you put aside, even put in a separate folder, in another notes in your phone, and you really own the thing that's just in time that you learn. The other thing that really helped me, and you've heard me say this many, many times, is to, when I get stuck, don't want to move forward, I feel like, forget this, it just seems like it's too hard. I think, what if this was easy? What would it look like? And when Pat Flynn said that once on a live podcast, it absolutely changed how I approach really everything. And I repeat it so much to other people because I really feel like our mind has the ability, and you know that I think this as a solution-focused counselor, that our mind has the ability of sorting out things and figuring them out in so many cases. Or we can figure out who we need to go talk to get the information. Who do we need to listen to? But sometimes we get so boggled down with thinking about the problem and making the problem bigger and bigger that we don't just simplify it. So for me, asking myself, if this was easy, what would it look like, has helped me get through so many challenges. And it really got me through starting this podcast. When I first started this podcast, I knew I was very green at things like this. I knew that I had a vision for what could be, but no actual proof that it could ever happen in this world. Even though as a counselor, of course, you do a lot of teaching, training, this kind of thing, classroom presentations, assemblies, and so on, I didn't have any actual evidence in my life that I could do a podcast well. And that was just an audio podcast. The video podcast I didn't dabble into for a long, long time after that. So I had bought the microphone. I had bought everything that had was basically laid out for me in the Power Up podcast program that I had done with SPI. And I was waiting and I was frozen. And I hadn't even taken this stuff out of the packaging. It was just sitting there from Amazon for months. And I had written down 100 different episodes that I wanted to start with. I had done my enough research to where I was ready, but I was just sitting on it. And that day I heard, if it was easy, what would you do? I just finally was able to move my mindset where it needed to go to make this happen. The first thing is that I knew I needed to get a URL. And one thing that's interesting is the first URL that I actually purchased was called forwardfocused.com. And Forward Focused seemed perfect. And it was like, that really is what I'm all about, because I really want to continue to press this message into the world about how we need to be focused on the future self and the person that we want to be. And also the ability to be able to do that with your children. I had already noticed so much success in allowing my mind to be solution focused, which is in many ways forward focused. Seemed great, right? Well, not so much when a pandemic hits. And once the pandemic hit, I knew that forward focused was not going to be relevant. No one was thinking about moving forward. If anything, we were stuck in one place more than we ever have been globally. Everybody was. So it seemed inappropriate and almost mean to try and start something called forward focused. So I went back to the drawing board and thought, what could I do? And I had a feeling that the biggest group of people that were struggling collectively were parents, because at that time everything was online for teaching, and also parents were either at home and having to work and their kids were home. Just everything seemed so weird, and a lot of parents were figuring their parenting out all over again. So I settled on Parenting 2.0, the focused mindset, and I thought, you know, we've been called to level up our parenting. There might have been a 1.0 version of parenting, but this is 2.0. We have the demands that we have that are totally and completely different than they were, it feels like. And we're going to level up in the podcast. And the first, 100 episodes, that's the name of the podcast. If you go back and listen to all the early ones, it's Welcome to Parenting 2.0, the focused mindset. And it worked great for me because I could really dig in to that concept and get in touch with a whole new audience. Rather than being with kids, like I am as a school counselor, I really dove into working with the adults, which is what I truly love and what I cherish that time. So here we were, Parenting 2.0. But as time went on, my roots came back to what I really wanted to do was more of self-help for every age group, whether people had kids at all. And I changed it over to just the focused mindset. And it still is a family-focused podcast, as you know, but also a hope-centered podcast that really develops a solution-focused mindset. That's never changed. The solution-focused mindset was from the very, very beginning. Now, as I went on, I knew I'd wanted to incorporate communication, and I ended up developing a course called Conversations That Empower. And so right away, though, the Conversations That Empower always led back to how we were thinking. How we were approaching the conversation in our mind would determine what came out of our mouth. So that's why the focused mindset is where I stay, because really, everything that we do is dreamed up or envisioned, executed first once in our mind and then twice as we say it and as we do it. Even if it's just a really, really quick thought that we don't capture and think through and then we blurt out things, we still had it once happen in our mind and then twice out into the world. Whether it be through typing or talking or whatever. As we moved through the pandemic, I saw a greater and greater need for us to concentrate on our conversation skills, our communication skills, how to bond with others, how to really connect with people, and how to have a lot more empathy, and then how to build hope. So you saw this journey along the way, and that is basically the journey that I went on. So if you ever go back and do listen to some of these early podcasts, they're cringy, they're different. I spent a lot of time editing those ones because of the mistakes that I did. And now my editing is very little, and maybe it still seems kind of cringy, but I guess I've got to the point where I just kind of put it out there and this is what you have. But nonetheless, you look at this whole journey and you see how the evolution of life is going to happen. It happens in all of our lives. And as we look back, we can see how every next version of us that we move towards, if we move towards the best version deliberately and with a clear focus, then we're not scared if it deviates or changes. We're just allowing ourselves to move forward, not sitting in the present or living in the past. And I can see that I wouldn't really know where things would evolve to today. I wouldn't be able to say, you know, by way before episode 200, you're going to be finished with your TED Talk. You're going to have a community, not only through email, but people that you can lean on business-wise and leaders that you've talked to. And you've started an entirely new, I don't know, even movement with a focused mindset and through solution-focused learning. And now through hope-focused learning. Conversations have always been around, of course, but it's brand new in a sense where we can renew our mind in each and every conversation and look at it through the lens of hope. And even though I didn't know that it would evolve to this place, it shows me that I am moving, and so are we all moving in some direction. So why not move closer and closer to the person we truly want to be each moment, and then allow ourselves the flexibility and move in that direction, right? It's interesting to think back, and I think that all of us should do that every now and then. You should look back, the good times and the bad times, what pushed me forward? And when I was moving in the direction that I really wanted to go, what was I doing if I'm not right now? And if I am, how can I do more of that? And that's what I always strive to continue to ask myself. And I will, as I serve all of you and my podcasting listeners in each and every episode, because I hope so much. I can just help us all have a more hopeful mindset and feel more confident in the direction that we go. One of the other people that really have helped me along the way with that is Mel Robbins, with her things that she puts out in this world. She motivates me because you can tell that she really cares, whether she's going through ups and downs in life. More of us need to care about standing up and helping people move forward. And rather than just watching and going, oh, that's where they're at. No, that's the problem they're having. Whether I'm listening intently to the things my husband's going through or my daughter is going through, I want to have the opportunity to listen with a clear, open mind, believing that they can move forward with their life. And you can move forward with your life. I'll say every episode from one all the way to 200, I think about that deliberately, whisper a prayer and move forward, believing that you as a listener are going to move forward with your life in the most amazing way, that you have that within you, and how blessed am I that maybe I can be a small part of helping your mindset be clear and your communication be strong. With that mindset, we can not just be like, oh, everything always goes well, because it doesn't, but that we can have a mindset that's setting us up, ourselves up for success. So I learned a lot along the way, because my first whole bunch of episodes happened in the first year. And then I realized that I needed to slow down and be more deliberate about the people that I had on the podcast and what I spoke about. I began to get more passionate about writing and starting a blog. And then, of course, as you know, I published 30 Days to Higher Hopes. And the second version of 30 Days to Higher Hopes is nearly complete, where we're going to include a Spanish version and a hardcover version. And then I'm working on another comprehensive book that you guys are going to absolutely love. But what about this journey up to episode 200? Why is it that I want to highlight it? It's not because of what I did, because I'm really more future focused right now than I ever have before. But I feel that it's the right thing to do to have a little nod and a little recognition for each of the amazing guests that have come on my show over all of the past. I had to write them all down. There's so many. One of the greatest benefits of having a podcast such as mine is that I've gotten to know all kinds of different people that I would have never got to know. And I've enriched my relationship with people that I already did know. That's invaluable. And the first, I'm just going to go through all the guests. I'm going to try and do this as quick as possible. The first guest I ever had was on episode 6, and that was April Roga. It's an amazing communicator that was in, actually, when we were talking about Pat Flynn with all of the lives that he was doing throughout the pandemic. She was always communicating with everybody and just so fun to be in chat. And that's so unlike me. I'm more of a lurker in chats. And for a while I was gaming with my husband and he would say, you have to talk in these things. You have to communicate when you're playing games. And I'm like, believe it or not, I talk a lot on the podcast, but I usually shrink back from that. Not April Roga. And she was more than happy to come on and talk about her journey of being a loving parent with her son that's autistic. And she's all about helping people have community. So she was a super fun guest. And then the next one was right after that, in episode 8, I had Dr. Joelle Hood. Dr. Joelle Hood specializes in teaching people about mindfulness, connecting. Now recently, she did a whole training for our school district on SEL, social and emotional learning, and her entire crew is just unbelievable. I was crazy honored to have her on. You can't believe it. Like, I was nervous as heck before our interview. It was one of my first ones, so I was so green. I probably just fumbled through it, but she came with her most professional self and just shared with us from her heart about how to truly be mindful and have real empathy. And something that she had mentioned was one of the mindful exercises that, again, you've heard me repeat many times, is breathing in, I do my best. Breathing out, I let go of the rest. And that one mindful practice that I learned that day with her has gone with me into my life and into hopefully the lives of many other people, because it's so amazing. And the next one I was able to do was with Dr. Linda Medcalf. And you guys know that Dr. Linda Medcalf is really has become my mentor and really super good friend. I know I can lean on her. She can lean on me. And it's been a blessing. Just those people that come into your life where they're just a blessing to you. That's Dr. Linda Medcalf. And she was on many episodes and is the first person I text if I need to answer a question, especially about the solution-focused world. She is, she's an author. She's a teacher. She's a trainer. She's a solution-focused expert. And I talked about her in my TEDx talk. Number 9 was all her. She was in that episode. Then 10 was Coach Tia. And that was right when there was so much social unrest in our world, around when the pandemic and George Floyd, and there was so much social unrest. And she lives in a primarily Black community. Her and I came across each other and was like, we need to talk, because she has a podcast. I have a podcast. And we need to be able to show how two coaches, she had lots of clients at that time, and I was full of clients, and how we come together in this world where we're at and how we can move people forward with their mindset in that arena. It's a great podcast. And then I did a few on my own. And then number 14 was with Dr. Trevor Dietrich, who's one of the principals in the school district I work for, who is amazing with teaching the 7 habits of highly successful people. And we just hashed it out, all 7 habits. It was great. It was epic. And I even went on later to break that episode up into each and every single habit, because I really live by those. I try to live by those 7 habits myself. And then 16 was Amy, who is an adult now, who is my student that I counseled. And that was really fun to visit with her. I learned a lot in that episode. And then 17 was Lori, who is a yoga instructor from New York, and her son Carl, who at that time was in a place of sharing about, well, she was really sharing her journey about having a middle school student wants to move to being a male rather than a female. And then Carl came on unexpectedly halfway through that episode and spoke. And it was so interesting to hear the compassion that that mother, that Lori, was putting forth towards Carl, and just the warmth that they had between each other and the journey that she had. And a really touching episode as well, to dive into where they were at in that moment. And then after that, I got to do an episode with Shelley Davis. Shelley Davis is an incredible piano teacher, and she's also in the SPI community with me. And come to find out, she's someone I still talk to regularly to this day, weekly, actually, because she's in my mastermind group, business group. And she is the coolest person. I loved being on her podcast. She was on mine, and it was amazing. And then episode 24 was David Orozco. David Orozco is somebody who helps people have mindful eating and manage their health and weight in a way that is healthy for the mind as well as the body. And it's really the only person that I've had on officially that's talked about nutrition. Although nutrition, health, and exercise is a huge part of my life, that was a special episode because we got to talk about that. And then episode 26 was Andy McNeely. He is from New Zealand, and he was my first guest from New Zealand. And we were in a conference together. We spoke at a conference together. He talked about storytelling and the importance of it. He is a teacher, and he came on and just, it was so great. And it was shortly after that, it was shortly after that where, was he from Australia or New Zealand? Now I'm getting mixed up. He might be Australia. Anyway, I need to go back and check that. But my ratings started jumping so much over there. I ended up reaching number 5 in Australia for podcasts. And that was so cool. Right around that same time was when I started hitting the charts for the United States as well. I got up to 100 in the United States. That's amazing for podcasts. I'm screenshotting it and I'm thinking, wow, I could really move up in the charts that high. Now, of course, the charts fluctuate, but that was an exciting time in the podcast. And here we are I'm looking back, and that you'd think that would be much further along, but that was only episode 26. It's crazy. And then I had Dr. Laura Jaggett, which I met her on the community platform, and she through SPI Pro, she talks about how to help young adults learn how to adult. And we had a great conversation about going through your parenting with a caring attitude. I appreciate her so much. And then another amazing solution-focused expert, Dr. Ben Furman. And wow, he just blew me away. He is from New Zealand, and he just had so many tidbits on how to be solution-focused and how to use basically your own skills to level up and identifying your life skill that you need to do and then putting it out in the world. Oh, I love that episode. Thank you, Dr. Ben Furman, for being a part of my podcast. And then we followed it up with episode 32 with my first of two episodes with Eric Wackner. And we ended up speaking at a conference together later. He is another amazing solution-focused therapist in the UK. And he was a social worker, and we spoke about his family and how he moved forward with the solution-focused practice with his work, with the people he worked with, and what a difference it made. And then, episode 34, Elliot Connie. Elliot Connie was just so fun to talk to. If you guys know Elliot Connie, he is a very well-known name in the solution-focused world for many different reasons. He takes the solution-focused concepts and just absolutely has such a classic yet unique spin on it. There's no one like him. All right. So to have him on my podcast, he even said on it, well, if we weren't in the pandemic, you know, I'd be traveling around. I usually speak to huge audiences, kind of let me know. I don't usually go on these tiny little podcasts, but he was not in a mean way, but I was like, hey, I'm honored to have you. And that is really a conversation that I won't forget, and I don't have to forget because I can go back and re-listen in episode 34, just like you can. And on 39, I had Deborah Hewitt, and she spoke to us about parenting as well as Farrah Churchill. She has a really fun community on Facebook. Look up Farrah Churchill. I'm still a part of her community to this day. I was able to speak at it a couple of times, and it's so fun. Then we had Curtis Webster Jr., there was a challenge that SPI Pro had where we were doing video and reaching out to people that we followed that we thought were really amazing and just encouraging them and then seeing if they wanted to collaborate. So I did that with Curtis Webster Jr., which, who knew, he also had a huge community of guys that were married to doctors. And so it was all for dads, dads married to doctors, DMD. What a great niche, right? And so we spoke all about that with him on episode 43 and again on 63. If you want to go back to 51, you can learn about how I originally started getting passionate about making journals. I have two journals and one writing book that's out on Amazon right now. And I caught the bug for that while speaking to Christian Moon. And she is a purpose-driven parent who has a journal out that is all about helping women have a purpose and helping them understand that their parenting journey matters. And she's amazing. And then I talked to Nikki Hedstrom. And her book, A Thought is a Thought, I still use to this day in almost every group that I have. And her book, you have to get it, A Thought is a Thought. It's a kid's book. It's written because of her own anxiety that she went through. And she was able to conquer it through therapy and realize that why didn't I have a book or something that could help me this much earlier in life? So she wrote it. And it's A Thought is a Thought with the coolest little orange character that the kids at my school love. If I ever say, oh, do you remember what we talked about? They say, oh, that little orange guy. And he talks about how your thoughts can get so huge and so out of control and how to manage those and realize that it's just a thought. It's not you. And I love it. And I think everyone should get that book, honestly. And then on episode 53, we talked again to Dr. Linda Medcalf because I was going to speak with her and on her with her platform. And then on 55, we talked to Dr. Laura Froyen, and she is a parenting coach. She talks mostly about how to deal with real little kids. So amazing. She is so knowledgeable. And so that was a super cool episode. I'm not really, at that point, I was kind of veering away from doing only parenting coaching and just overall mindset coaching. But it always gears around family life because I think that's super duper important no matter what somebody's family looks like. Whether you have one kid, whether your family, you don't have kids yet, you're still family with the people that you're around. It could be that you're a foster parent or co-parenting, single parenting, whatever your family unit is, it's important to be able to balance that with life and to be able to be your best self moving into that. That's always been what I do. But I was moving a little bit away from the parenting 2.0 at that point and over to the focused mindset and really honing in on how to correct our mind. And again, I was already moving in that area of how to have the best conversations to bond with others. That's when I had that episode, but it was really cool to have. And then I did a whole area of a whole time where I talked about how to get over anxiety and how to conquer self-sabotage and how to not get stuck. Many of us were still in that place where we needed to start to move forward after being stuck so long at home with the pandemic. And I talked to somebody that is just so inspiring to me. I might actually re-put out this episode. James, what is his last name? It's on 58. I can't remember his last name, but he is paralyzed and he has a YouTube channel and he just encourages people to move forward where they're at and not to be stuck. And he interviews amazing people that have persevered. And I just had to have him on my podcast. And he talked about self-sabotage. And he talked about how he had every excuse in the book to be full of sabotaging himself and not moving forward, just even from getting up out of bed. And then how he moved forward from that. Beautiful, beautiful. It's like when we think we have obstacles, no. Maybe your obstacles aren't quite as big as your mind wants to tell you that they are. My husband loved that episode. He was like, oh, that was great. And my husband listens to every episode. It's so great. And then in episode 64, we talked to one of my most, I keep saying this, but he's one of my most favorite guests. I still follow Jose Rolon to this day. And he was one of the people that I was first to let him know when I did my TEDx talk and send it to him. And he said, congratulations. And he is NYC Gay Dad on Instagram and on all of his platforms. And he really became big when he during the pandemic and on TikTok because he started doing videos with his three kids. And the more I knew about him, I just had to have him on because of his journey of loss. And at that time, I was doing a ton of counseling around grief and loss. I think I did like 600 groups on grief and loss in the time that we came back the year after the pandemic, because my area was hit hard. And there were lots of kids that lost their not only grandparents, but aunts, their uncles. And so to sit with Jose Rolon and talk about the grief and loss of his partner, and then their surrogate was pregnant with their twins when he passed away. That story is just still, it gives me the chills. It's amazing. You got to go back and listen to 64. Oh my gosh. I have to go back. You don't have to. I'm just giving you a if you've even made it this far on the podcast, thank you. That means you're one of the people that are either interested in what I went through, or you're just zoning out listening to me talk, or you've been there. And those of you that have been there with me, the loyal podcast listeners, I'll just stop right here and say, you are the reason that I even do this. The people that email me back when I ask for an email back and help me with what I need to move forward with as far as the topics. And if you want to go back and review these, hey, have fun doing it. I think I'm inspired too. So episode 65 was when I had Brian Ward on. And Brian Ward is absolutely killing the game out there as far as helping dads. He has a huge platform to help dads thrive, and he is thriving. And then we had in episode 66, Roman Prokocek. Roman just talked to us about foster parenting, and I still stay in contact with him as well. And now him and his wife adopted their beautiful son after years of adopting, having so many foster kids in their home. And his journey, that's what he spoke about. And he has an amazing podcast as well, so look him up. And then we talked to, because we were going through fathers at this time. It was Father's Day, and I'm like, I'm going to highlight amazing fathers. And Junaid Ahmed is my friend still to this day. He's the leader, the one who basically leads our mastermind group with SPI Pro. It's been such a fruitful and wonderful group of people to be able to grow with in business that I hope that continues for a long time to come. And then on 71, I had Josh Godinez, and he's the president of the California Association for School Counselors. He still is to this day, and he has been instrumental in helping me out. I was recently published on that, on their little magazine that they do, and it was a great publication about my TEDx talk, and he was the one that helped me orchestrate that. He's been really instrumental in just being motivating and caring, and he does his job as a school counselor and now an administrator so well. And Josh, thank you for coming on. And then at number 75 was Elizabeth Mulberry. And Elizabeth Mulberry was already dancing a lot when she was on my show, but it was before she really started growing on Instagram as a person who does great dancing and then just puts it out there just as fully 100% herself. And I love that episode. And then I was blessed with Natasha Bailey, who is a very caring mother. And she talked from her heart about her journey. At that time, she had a podcast. And then we moved to episode 102, went past 100. And 102, we had another guest, Stephanie Renner. And she's a mother and really talked about healing from her childhood and the things she had to heal from in order to be a parent today. That was a great episode. Tiffany Jay, Queen Tiffany, and I had to have her on to really just talk about how to stay motivated and how to just be your full self. And then we had Priscilla Grahovala, and she has a podcast that was the first one. She was the one that inspired me to start a podcast, because hers is Reach Higher Riverside, and it's all about counseling. And since then, this woman, man, she is now on the board of director for the association, the National Association of School Counselors. Priscilla, you rock. And she was on my podcast on 110. And then 112 was so special. Oh my gosh. If there's one that you need to go listen to, it's 112. I had Andrew on. He's a student, a sixth grader. And now maybe he's eighth grade, going into high school next year. And he lost both his aunt and his grandma during COVID. And I was counseling him for the years before COVID and then after. And then right before he graduated from sixth grade, he came on my podcast. The only student that's an actual student that's ever been on my podcast. It was very special. And then on 125, we had Brett Zaromski. Brett Zaromski was on two episodes, 125 and 126, talking about hope. And he was the first person that talked about hope officially on my podcast. And he was the one that told me about Hope Rising in a training that I was in. And once I read Hope Rising, it was almost as epic as when I discovered the solution-focused approach in counseling. The solution-focused approach changed how I approached counseling and changed what I wanted to get out into the world. And Hope Rising did the same thing, because I already knew that hope was epically important because of the way that we approach your hopes in the solution-focused world. And Brett helped talk to us about the importance of hope and bringing hope in a tangible, manageable way into the schools. And then we talked to Corbin Dooley. My sister got me in connection with Corbin Dooley, who's actually an artist and a singer, and he does a lot in the recording industry. And he came on to talk about his message of hope and how he has had to persevere through suicidal thoughts and suicidal ideation and why that happened, and his mom having a mental health issues. It was a great episode. And then Christina Torres came to us on episode 144, and she is the owner of Thinking Mats. And I have Thinking Mats in my room. Thinking Mats is really a problem-solving method that she, as a teacher, came up with and then sold. Man, what an entrepreneur, this lady. Christina Torres is just the coolest chick you'll ever talk to. And she actually is an affiliate partner of mine. Even to this day, I refer people to her to get the Thinking Mats. So go to thethinkingmats.com if you want a problem-solving mat for any age group of kids, really, and for yourself. And then we moved on to episode 168 and 169, where Dr. Don Mann came and talked to us about really teaching hope and bringing it into the area of math and any every academic area, and how important it is for us to look at how hopeful our students are about learning. And then Dr. Linda Medcalf came to us on episode 170. Episode 181 was Matt Cameron, who he is from New Zealand as well. So he was my second person from New Zealand. And Matt Cameron was so cool. He talked to us about discovering solutions, and he is so solution focused. It was just, I was loving that conversation. He just was, you know, discovering, and he's also a Christian like me, and we met on those different levels, and it really helped me realize how it is a discovery. Being solution focused is helping us discover the person that we are supposed to be, and helping the person that we're talking to, our clients, discover that as well. It's so fun to discover new things. The whole word discovery had a new meaning after speaking to Matt Cameron. And then we had three episodes with my next two guests, episode 183, 184, and 185. And that was all about bullying, and it was all about reshaping how we look at not only the bully that is tormenting other people, but also bullying in general and the people around that and the people that are affected by it. We dove into that for three episodes with Michelle Myers and Stephanie Fletcher. And then 187 was none other than my speaking coach for the TED Talk. He has an incredible podcast, and he had to come on and talk to me. We also recapped a lot about my TED Talk and what he thought about it, since he was my TED coach from the very beginning until I executed it. And that was Dan Gentry. Dan Gentry is one on 187. We're getting so close to 200. Ah, we're building up. Next on 191 and 192, you can hear Dr. Sarah Kirk. And she is a counselor, and now she's a college professor, as well as somebody who speaks at ASCA regularly. I saw her in person recently and was like, you've got to come on my podcast. She talked about, she really truly crystallized what it is to really have a social and emotional learning program in a school and why it's important. And then she talked to us about yoga. I mean, Yoga in Schools is the company that she also owns. Like, she's a rock star, right? I should have had her for Women's Empowerment Month. And then our latest episode was highlighting an author, Louise Diamond. That was just the very last one. What an incredible lady. She has a passion for helping parents in those middle school years. And I've already actually talked to another author who's also a solution-focused expert that's going to be on next week, Joe George. And Joe George and I are going to do some collaboration, some teaching together. He just is right in line with the way that I think about the solution-focused skills. And so you're going to hear him in the very next episode. So I'm so grateful for each and every one of my guests. And who knows who the guests will be to come. I know I'm going to have a couple of other authors that I've asked to come on, and counselors and therapists, just because these people need to be heard. They're doing incredible work. Their minds are amazing. And I just posted recently, the first time actually, that the song that was in the background had a little cuss word. I don't usually do that, but there was a reel that this person, I can't remember her name, but she's an amazing actress. And they were saying, what are you wearing? What are you wearing? You look amazing. What's the most expensive thing you're wearing? And she goes, I think it's my mind. And I just was like, yes, because who cares what we really look like, what we're wearing? Our mind matters. And what we know and what we take in and what we learn, then we're meant to process that and then put it back out in the world, which actually is proven to raise our level of hope as well. Little known fact. And we feel what that feels like to expand our own learning. And then when we take that and put it back out into the world, into the people around us, in a way that is real and genuine for us, that process helps shape our mindset. And that is the coolest thing that I can possibly think of, is that each and every one of these guests allowed themselves to share them with their mind with me. Their amazing thoughts and their amazing lessons of life and their stories and where they were in life in that very moment. I treasure it. It's just so special to me. And I don't think I'm truly going to want to reflect in the same type of way through, you know, episode 200 or 300 and 400 and moving forward. But I knew that it was possible for me to do that right now. I was looking back and going, hey, I can highlight each one of those and I can say something about each and every one. And that's what we just did. So thank you for listening to that, because as you can see, it's like, how special is that, that those people now are a part of my life, be a part of my journey. Many of them have phrases and words and mindset shifts that I take with me along the way. Some of them are my mentors. Some of them are my friends. Some of them are my business partners. Some of them are just memories of people that made an imprint on my life. But each of them are amazing. And each of you are truly amazing. Here I am moving more into video podcasting as well as audio. Audio is really where my love is, though, because I'm an auditory learner, and what I hear makes the biggest difference. I can walk into a room and easily ignore clutter and easily ignore what it looks like. I don't know why. Some people think, how could you possibly do that? But if I hear something that's off, it changes everything. And what I hear is sometimes I'm a little nitpicky about that. I'm working on it. I even pass that on. We talk about how we pass things on to our kids. One of the things I hate that I passed on to them is that they also are a little weird about sounds. But that's why it's no surprise that podcasting is something that I love doing, because I know that you are like me and that sometimes you just put in your headphones or put on a favorite podcast and listen. And it just brings you a level of peace and peace of mind. And there's going to be one little nugget that you hear that you just take with you. And you take it with you into your very next part of your day. And that's why I'm so thankful for all of my listeners. Thank you so much for choosing to download this podcast and choosing to make it one of the things that you follow. And the nearly 40,000 people that have come along the way and listened and chose to be a part of this in any small way that you have. There's been a small group of people that have chose to even help monetarily with their own money to say, you know what, if this is something that is bringing value to me, I want to give back. And then my heart is just so touched. The people that have come along the way and I've been able to coach, helping out your journey and then giving me, like, you know, references or what do you call that? Testimonials. All of that's flooding my mind right now. It's all making me feel so grateful, so incredibly grateful for this life that we get to live. And as we move forward in our journey together as the Focused Mindset community, I will continue to talk about communication and conversations and how we talk to people and how we approach it in a totally different, in a new way, and in some new ways and some ways that are familiar to you. We're going to dive into even nonverbal communication and how we can approach somebody and build a rapport. And as we move forward with these things, it will still be all about the mindset. It's the Focused Mindset Podcast, because having a solution-focused attitude means that we are able to focus on the future and on our next steps, also focusing on what matters within us in this very moment today. And when we think about our past, we focus on the things that are helpful and hopeful. And like I said at the beginning, it happens in our mind first. And we need to slow down enough to recognize that what we think truly will determine what we say, what we do, and what our future holds. If we're thinking thoughts that don't align with who we really truly are, we can take those captive and we can think on it and choose if they're thoughts that need to be thrown out or thoughts that we need to hold on to. And then we can move forward with our most authentic self. And that process is having a focused mindset. And then it's the ability to say, I'm going to focus on solutions and I'm going to help others do that same thing. And if you want to level up your communication in a way that's mindful and starts with your thoughts, and you want to be able to fine tune that, like I'm always working to do, then you can join me in the 3-day How to Lead with Hope, How to Lead Conversations with Hope challenge that I have on my website, sharecretz.com. And it's the latest free mini course that I made for you guys, for my community. And you can do that by checking the show notes and starting. And the cool thing is it's like the challenge that I started this podcast with. Pat Flynn, I've talked a lot about him on this episode. He had a challenge, a little 3-day challenge, I believe it was, for podcasting. And I knew that those little podcast episode, that challenge came out in my email and I saved them. I put a little star on that and I listened to it. And it took me 2 weeks to really implement everything in that 3-day challenge. But the thing was, is that I was in charge of going to my email that is mine and nobody else's. And I click on that and I spend the time learning those things. And it changed me so much that after my TED Talk, that was the first thing that I wanted to do, is make a 3-day challenge of my own. I had never done it before because I realize that it's a struggle for us to have conversations in this digital world. It's almost like a lost art. It's something that sometimes we completely miss cues with other people, or we're so caught up with texting that we don't think that even in that texting, our conversation skills are so important. The type of coaching clients that come back and come back over time and time again, some of our most enriching conversations happened in text. And it wasn't because I was just shooting off whatever. It was because I try to be so mindful in my communication that I use my own concepts that I teach you. The G, gather all your information without judging anybody ever. And then having a plan that's geared around your purpose. And then starting on that plan with a totally different level of confidence. It's the same thing, you know, that I teach you. I practice it myself. And it's the same thing you're going to get in the 3-day challenge. So I really encourage you to do it, because 3-day challenges are awesome. Even if it takes you 3 weeks to get through the 3-day challenge, they're awesome. And by doing my challenge, you'll have the same thing that I had in my very first podcasting challenge. You'll have every single day for 3 days, a very personal type email sent directly to you that gives you little bite-sized steps that pushes you in the right direction. Is it going to be everything you need to know? No, but we don't need to know everything, don't we? We need to kind of know the next right choice so we could take the next right choice. And the 3-day How to Lead Conversations with Hope challenge is going to be your next right choice to get you moving in the direction of truly stepping into brand new connections with people that you love, and making connections with brand new people that you don't even know yet. So take the 3-day challenge. It's all built around what I talked about in my latest TEDx talk, How to Lead with Hope, solution-focused conversation navigation. So head on over. There's hundreds of people in it now, but I anticipate with some of the push out that I'm going to be doing with the course that I'm creating now, through the people at SPI, at the Smart Passive Income, there's a class that's forming right now, through the All Access community, that's all on how to make an amazing course. And I've been working on a course. You know, I have the Conversations That Empower already, but I just felt like I needed a group of people to do that with, to make a course that's really, really in line with what I want to teach from the TED Talk. So I'm going to be doing that process. And if you want to join me, hop in and get the All Access and take advantage of the link that I'm going to put in my show notes. And then you can take that course with me for free, along with the podcasting course that I took and so many other super cool courses that are all built into one platform with a whole bunch of other people that are like-minded. I honestly can't tell you. It was the reason why I knew it was important that I got into a tight-knit community for my TEDx. How I did the TEDx was I got into a TEDx community of people, the TEDx membership with Caesar, and I knew that was important because that was what helps me every single day for figuring out how to make a business out of counseling things, right? And how to move forward with that in my life. I'm going to be making a pretty cool course for you all, trust me. But right now, the mini course, How to Lead with Hope challenge is just available to you right now. You just hop in, do it. You'll see me there. I have videos, I have podcasts that go along with it, and it's so cool. Anyway, you can tell that I really love doing this. I also love just connecting with you. So if you want to connect with me, especially if you have a counselor or an author that you think we want to nominate to be on my show, go over to sharekretz.com And you can go under contact me, or you can just email me at share@thefocusedmindset.com. That's share, C-H-E-R, like my name, at the Focused Mindset. You can email me. You can email me right now from your phone. And if you have someone you'd like to nominate to be on the show, just reach out and talk to me about it. There's no guarantee, but I go through them, and sometimes it's like 6 months later and that you're the person you nominated, or maybe that person is you. If you want to be on the podcast, I especially like highlighting school counselors and authors and therapists. So those people are the people that I love on my show. So please, 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 now is the time, because we're leading up to me having the incredible honor of speaking at the National Counselors Conference in July. I am so excited about speaking at this conference, you guys. It's going to be so cool, because I have been able to speak there once before as Dr. Linda Medcalf's co-host, basically, or her co-speaker. And this time I am speaking on my own, and I'm speaking on how to have solution-focused conversations. And if you're going to be there, I hope you'll not only look up my workshop, but also meet me. And there's a couple other solution-focused people that I'm going to be meeting and speaking with, and you're going to hear more about that in the episodes to come. This world can be hard, and it can be challenging. The struggles that I've gone through also through this entire time that this podcast has been going on, there's been struggles. Why? Because life brings us struggles. We still find that there's light. And in every struggle, there's also other things going on. Life is 50-50, right? Like I've said so many times. And this podcast has regularly been the 50% of my life, the part of the many things that make the 50% that is amazing. There's always the 50 that's we're struggling through and we're working out, and the 50 that's amazing and moving towards our brightest future. And we live with both of those, and we need to live with both of those in acceptance, knowing that that's the way that life is, and being okay with both of those sides and balancing them appropriately. They're actually both 100. They're just like 50-50, but they're also all of us. And all of that, if it makes any sense, to say that this podcast is a part of the 50% that brings me joy. So thank you for the last 200 episodes. And I hope that you can be a part of my next 200 episodes. You could do that by listening. If you haven't already subscribed to the show, what are you doing? Let's do it. Subscribe. I did a TED Talk, but I'm not a Brené Brown. I have a podcast, but I'm no Mel Robbins or Trent Shelton, I'm writing a book and published a small book, but I'm no Trent Shelton that just put out an amazing book, Protect Your Peace. I have that too. But I am happy with the person that I am in your life and in the world today. And I hope to bring you many, many more podcasts in the weeks to come that help us be focused on solutions in our life, help us be hope-centered people, and help us have a mindset that's ready to truly grow and embrace what's in front of us. Now it's time for me to get going. Check the show notes if you want more. I'm going to go live my life until next week, when you get to hear about more solution-focused concepts with a cool guy, Joseph George, if you're looking him up on his author page on Amazon. This has been a cool episode. Different, right? Very different. Until next time, live solution-focused and hope-centered.